Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog. You also have a Facebook page where you keep up with events from 100 years ago and so forth. But there was an item you wrote on your blog here recently, and this was a strange story. Going back to 1897.
Yes.
And it was in one particular week, April 13th to 19th.
Right.
1897. And people in Hunt County were reported seeing what we might today call unidentified flying objects.
Right.
In the sky.
They call them airships. A-I-R-S-H-I-P. Airships. But they were all over the Midwest at that particular week, and maybe a couple of days on either end. They saw them in Kansas. They saw them in east to Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, then in the Midwest, and a few on those plains just before you cross the Rockies.
Were there articles in other newspapers, because you're mainly getting your historical information from the old, not the Herald Banner, but the Greenville newspapers of the time?
This particular one I pulled off of a national website that has this on there. Once I saw it in our newspaper, I went to this national site, and yes, they were seeing them everywhere, and it depended on who was seeing them, what point of view they had.
As to?
Well, some of them believe that they, I don't think anybody really thought, well, they did too. They thought that there were aliens or somebody else, and it was strange. But they also believed that lots of prohibitionists got involved in this. Lots of people who were voting for prohibition. And the next year, or two or three even, up until 1900, many counties voted wet or dry. Now, at that time, prohibition was not a national issue. It was a state issue, and each state let their counties. And, of course, Louisiana didn't vote for it over their parishes, but so we'll just call them counties. And they would have all these. There was one I read from a man in Dallas who was quite an aeronautical guru, and his thing was, well, I never my lips have never touched liquor, but I think it was somebody who was crazy and that, you know, he was probably drunk. And
so the allegation was, or the implication was, that the people who were reporting these airships, having seen these airships, were drunk.
Right. It was a figment of their imagination.
Uh-huh.
And
this was given as example of how bad
alcohol.
Our problem with alcohol was.
Right. Uh-huh. But there were a few places throughout the country or throughout the Midwest where something actually crashed to the ground.
Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Well, from what I read of your blog, it appears these were dirigibles.
Yes. Which had been around, 50 years.
Several decades.
But would they have been seen here in the Midwest where things like that didn't happen?
Probably not. But we don't, there's no corroborating information that yes, there were dirigibles being flown for whatever reason in the Midwest during this particular week in 1897.
But it was just that one week, and then it disappeared. Supposedly, there was a man there was one that crashed in Wise County near the town of Aurora. And the person in it died, and they buried it. And now there's a historical marker on that cemetery saying that there was a UFO that landed there, and the guy died. It reminds me of the UFOs out at Roswell.
Right, the New Mexico, Roswell, New Mexico thing. So, I mean, there were people who thought this was a Martian or an alien who died in this crash.
They didn't use the term alien as much as I thought they would.
Well, you said Martian.
Martian. They all thought they were little men from Mars.
Yeah. Well, this is one of the interesting things about history. And when you go back and look at the newspapers, it's lost to history and exactly what happened here.
Right.
You know, sometimes you can tie up the loose ends, but sometimes you can't.
And most of the time you don't get the first or the end. You just get something in the middle, and you go away scratching your head and saying, I wish I knew what happened.
It's a curious little footnote in history. Well, Carol, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.